Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Before we get out of here, also want to hit a couple other news and notes. Did a little bit of a Chicago buffet sports style today. We hit the Chicago Cubs in the part one. Just talk some Chicago Bears. I'm going to see if I can hit the rest of these teams before we get out of this episode. Remember, follow us at Sports Talk Chi on all of your socials. And you can follow me at Joey Sports Guy if you want to. Okay, let's keep this brief. The first one I'm going to go really short on right now because it's super, super early. The Chicago Blackhawks, not off to the best start on the planet. Connor Bedard facilitating, looking so smooth. The vision is fantastic. The way he's setting people up right now, I have no complaints there right now. You can tell they're kind of fiddling a little bit with the top two lines just to try and see who the best partners are with Connor Bedard. And I'm fine. Tinker. I mean, this is the time to do it. This is the type of season to do it. Play almost everybody with Bedard and find out what really clicks and what you can roll forward with moving forward. In general, obviously, their goaltending, it just isn't up to snuff. It's just a problem. I think their third line defense, also a problem. We don't really have a ton of depth right now. We have a bunch of guys that are coming up that we're not necessarily playing. We've had some dudes end up on IR, a couple injuries here and there. So look, I just don't want to get too much into the weeds of a determination on where the Chicago Blackhawks are right now. They're probably right along the lines of what we thought they're going to be. Not a playoff team, hopefully more improved, hopefully a team that maybe by the end of the season is at 65, 70 points, which is way off a playoff mark, but is easily 20 points better than they were the previous season. And I think we're going to see some ups and downs and some bumps in the road. I really am obviously enjoying watching Connor Bedard play. But again, it's just a little early to start throwing out stuff of what I think or what I don't think about the Chicago Blackhawks. Let's give it a couple of weeks. Which one should I do next? Huh? Close your eyes. Which Jerry Reinsdorf team do you guys want me to talk about next? I'll do the White Sox. How about we do that? Because I understand why there is a story because of some of the sourcing of what's going on. For those of you not familiar, the Chicago White Sox are horrible. They happen to be historically horrible. You probably know that part. But in the last week, The Athletic released a piece and a source was able to give them a quote that Jerry Reinsdorf was possibly interested in selling the Chicago White Sox. One of the possible suitors is former A's pitcher Dave Stewart. Dave Stewart is in the market to possibly buy a team. He was a possible connect to maybe be interested in purchasing the White Sox. And he also has a track record of being a person, a prospective owner of a baseball team that has wanted to take a team to Nashville. Don't freak out. If you're driving, White Sox fan, just stay with me on this for a second here. So that's out there. Now, in my personal opinion, I do not foresee. I would be stunned. I would be shocked if Jerry Reinsdorf sold the Chicago White Sox, knowing fully well that the new owner was going to come in and immediately move the team out of Chicago. That personally doesn't make any sense. One, from a financial aspect, why wouldn't Jerry just move the team out of town himself and get these great tax breaks on the new stadium and all this new licensing and all these new advertising dollars and guarantee the fact that at least in the first year, your attendance is going to spike and you're probably going to make a profit on attendance solely alone. Why would you just sell that to somebody else? If you're really looking to cash out, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. The other part about that too as well is I want to believe, and this is hokey and it's romantic, and I know Jerry Reinsdorf has gone from a person that we admired and applauded and a person that I think we were proud to have as an owner of a Chicago sports team here in Chicago for many, many years. I think he's gone a little bit more to public enemy number one, probably someone that's a little more reviled than he's ever been in his legacy tenure here in Chicago. I mean, I personally think that he just wouldn't do that to Chicago. I know that's silly, but let's be real. Jerry Reinsdorf, I think, ultimately wants to keep the team here in Chicago. In the 90s, I think that was probably the last time that he really thought about doing it, taking him down to Florida. It didn't pan out. And again, we can also litigate and debate that. Was he just doing that because he's a shrewd businessman? And the easiest way to create leverage is to try and take control of the supply and demand of your product. Oh, you don't want to give me what I want? Well, let me just pull the supply here and move it to a place that wants demand. Oh, wait, you're coming back to the table? You're giving me what I want? Okay, maybe we will sign the deal. So that's where I think I'm probably landing on the Chicago White Sox right now, is I don't think Jerry Reinsdorf is serious about selling the team, nor do I think he's interested in selling the team to someone that would then take the Chicago White Sox out of Nashville. This is a longer conversation, but think about it, White Sox fans. If they moved to Nashville tomorrow, would you still be a White Sox fan? Or would you be hoping for a different ownership group to come in here and redo, rebrand the Chicago White Sox here in Chicago under new ownership? A lot of moving pieces there. But again, this news is worth talking about because nothing else is worth talking about the Chicago White Sox right now. I just don't think Jerry does it. The other part about it, which is obvious, is that your team is historically terrible. Your general manager literally said into a microphone during a White Sox game that they're not going to be spending any money, probably cutting payroll in the offseason, and they need to find production and improvement from within. Production improvement from within, again, the worst Major League Baseball team in history. I would think that the value of your franchise has been depreciated, just as touch. I don't know if that's necessarily the right time to sell, but I'm not necessarily a business whiz. So I think it's a little bit of nothing to see here, a little bit of smoke, but I don't see any fire. And that's where I'm landing with the Chicago White Sox. Of course, we're going to continue to monitor it, and I will obviously talk about it when something more substantial comes out. My final one is the Chicago Bulls. Let's get out of here. Season right around the corner, season preview. Game one, let's go. Chicago Bulls basketball. Okay, here I am. The Chicago Bulls need to lose. They need to lose as many games as possible. They need to tank. They need to figure out all they can to get Zach LaVine as healthy as possible to trade him. They need to play and hope that Vooch stays healthy to trade him. And they need to tank out this season. I'm sorry, Bulls fans. We need to do it. We're not going anywhere without a franchise player. I, for one, am excited to watch Cooper Flagg at Duke play basketball this year. A lot of people think that he could be that type of player that could be a top 15, maybe even a top 10 type NBA talent. And that's something the Chicago Bulls need. You're not going to get anywhere with guys that are fringe all-stars or guys coming off the bench. I love the Kobe White story. You need pieces on a good basketball team, and depth is more important than ever in the NBA, but you need somebody at the head there. The head of the snake needs to be fierce and mighty. It needs to be a franchise player. The Chicago Bulls are going nowhere without that piece. They've been trying for years. All we can do now is watch old podcasts and listen to Carmelo Anthony talk about how he almost signed with the Bulls twice, how he almost signed with LeBron. We could hear about Kobe once shopped for homes in a possible trade that would have brought him to the Bulls. None of it matters until they get a difference maker on the basketball team. So I hate to say it, they need to be bad. Can they be fun bad? Can they score some points? Sure. Can Kobe White take a next step? Of course. Am I excited to watch Josh Giddey? Sure. Let's see what happens. Can Patrick Williams maybe take a step forward and maybe try and just convince us that 5 years for $90 million was a good idea? Let's see if it happens with the Chicago Bulls. They need to be bad. They need to be as bad as possible. There are many awful teams in the NBA, so you need to be the best at being bad. Look at what's going on in San Antonio right now. If the Chicago Bulls were smart, they had just jumped ship a couple years ago to even get the lottery balls and the opportunity at Wembanyama. It changes everything for a decade, okay? And I know it's tough. It doesn't mean that you're automatically going to get the number one pick. And it also sometimes mean if you're Atlanta, you're bad for 3 or 4 years. You finally get a bite at the apple and you end up with Trae Young, right? Who is a very good all-star type player, but he's probably not a superstar. You can swing and miss. It happens all the time. But Chicago Bulls fans, I promise you, we need to start swinging. There is no point putting together a 40-44 win basketball team. I get it. It may be fun. It may be easy to get you through those cold nights in February, but we've deserved better. It's been way too long. We need to tank. We need to be bad. We need to do everything we can to get into at least the top two, top three of the next NBA draft. That's where I land on that. Am I going to root for the players? Yes. Am I going to cheer certain victories? Of course. But other than that, Bulls, I'm begging you, tank. Take it down. Take it down. Throw in the towel. It ain't happening this year, so do the right thing and put us in the best position you can to succeed in the future. That's going to do it here for Sports Talk Chicago. I'm Joey Christopoulos. Follow me at Joey Sports Guy. Follow us at Sports Talk Shy. Thank you so much for watching us on YouTube. Like, comment, and subscribe to our channel. I greatly appreciate the support. Follow us. You can also follow our audio-only podcast by Googling Sports Talk Chicago, Apple, Spotify. We're there. Don't worry. And I want to thank our wonderful radio affiliates broadcasting Sports Talk Chicago across the great state of Illinois, like 98.3 The Life, WKAN, 105.5 The Ticket, ACTV, JED-TV, WJOB, Cities 92.9 Talk FM, WROK in Rockford, and 101.1 Peoria Sports Radio. Shout out to producer John Meadows. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune into this channel in a couple of days where I'm going to be doing my preview for Bears at Commanders. Hope you enjoy the Chicago Sports Buffet. Be well, be safe. Please be good to each other. We will talk soon.